from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
To me before the show about something you wanted to get into. The beauty of working with you is I don't have to say, oh, we'll do it at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Just because I remembered and we're going to do it now. You want to get into Angel Reese.
I have
and
to.
Caitlin Clark.
We have to. So I love both players. Okay. I think they are, and they play different positions, but I think, tell me what you think, to the WNBA, they are Magic and Bird because of their rivalry that they had and started in college. So I've been fixated ever since this last women's NCAA tournament. But Steiny, 9 a.m., no other games on Sunday, Father's Day, Norm and I watched the Fever game, Clark against Reese. And I just got a problem with Angel Reese, which I believe was a hard foul. And I got friends trying to revoke my black card. Guess what? You can't. And I'm just like, a dirty foul. That was not a play on the ball. And I'm seeing talking heads, all walks of life, saying what they thought. That was a dirty-ass play. And then for Angel Reese to go to the podium and say, oh, some people get a special whistle. You just keep telling on yourself that you got a problem and you're jealous with Caitlin Clark. And why I'm mad at Caitlin is the next time a joker hits you upside the head, I'm done with your teammates. You got to get up and do something. I'm not saying get up and be Rocky Balboa, but you got to let somebody know verbally or do something. And you know, the art of fighting nowadays, and I'm not promoting violence, is get up because somebody's going to hold you. But quit saying, oh, the Leave It to Beaver thing. Oh, I mean, she got hit upside. That could have been a concussion. And Angel Reese to say to the podium again, my whole thing is, Angel, just say you're jealous of her. Ooh. Just say you feel like you're jealous of the attention that Caitlin Clark has garnered, and then I'll leave you alone. But quit going up there like Mother Teresa, acting like you didn't do anything. Steiny, she hit her upside the head. Lambeer would have been ran. And for the refs to say it was a flagrant one, miss me. But Caitlin, you got to do so. You got to get up. You got to say something. And she's taking the high road. But I'm like, okay, until a tooth gets knocked out, when are you going to do it yourself?
Well, I mean,
they're hating on you. And she's rookie of the year. And Reese is having a good year, too. It's them two. But Caitlin, I believe, is the front runner for rookie of the year. But I just want her to stand up for herself. Because, no, her teammates aren't going to do it.
I mean, if you want my opinion, part of this is because she's a rookie. She's a rookie. She's played 15 games, so if she's been the victim of 3 or 4 flagrant fouls, she doesn't want to be looked at as a complainer about that or victimized in any way. Like, I'm not saying she shouldn't stick up for herself, but what I'm saying is if she starts to gently go down that road of, these guys are picking on me and I am a victim.
Yeah.
Like, but
what if
nobody's
just
like
isolated that play on Reese? What if it was just about that and she didn't open it? Because to her credit, you're right. She hasn't done that, but I think it's hurting her.
What do you mean?
Like, for her to just focus on that foul
at that time,
I don't think it would sound or come off as if she's saying every game has been, she's been quiet. She's been a soldier.
So when the Warriors signed Jeremy Lin, it was Joe Lacob's call. He had gone to Harvard and he was from the peninsula.
Right.
And Joe Lacob brought him to the Warriors and Jeremy Lin made the team. But he wasn't ready for the NBA. He just wasn't at that time. He later became, he worked his butt off.
Yeah, Vince Lanity.
So here comes Jeremy Lin onto the Warriors, and every player on the Golden State Warriors is like, who's this guy? Okay, I get why he's here.
Ooh.
We want to have an Asian American on the team. Okay, so you know what happens in the NBA, Mutual of Omaha, WNBA?
Yeah.
They go at him, and they punished Jeremy Lin, and they were physical with him, and they put him through the gauntlet. And you know what? He never said a word. He just kept playing, and I'm talking practicing. And at the end of the year, I'll never forget, it's one of the conversations I had with Monte Ellis. I said, let me ask you about Jeremy Lin. He goes, yeah. I said, I mean, did he earn some respect over the course of the, but Monte Ellis was like, absolutely. We went at that kid. Mm. He never cried. He never complained. He never da-da-da. He never felt sorry for himself. He took everything we gave him. And you know what? Maybe by doing that was a big reason why he ended up being a very good backup point guard in the NBA and a run as a starter where he was incredible.
Yeah, no, I get that. That's heavy. That's real. But again, I'm just like, somebody's coming at me on the chat saying, Goose, she's not even the best on her team. I'm not saying she is. I'm saying she's leader for Rookie of the Year. My point is, Stani, at some point, she's got to focus on the isolated incident. And I thought Angel Reese slapped her upside the head, and that was a cheap shot.
Well, I thought it was a flagrant foul.
It's a flagrant foul
in the NBA. Anytime you make contact with the head, and it was, when I saw it, I was like, yeah, it's a flagrant foul. There's no argument there. Chucky's in Oakland wants to chime in on what you're talking about, Goo. Hey, Chucky.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen, man. I always enjoy you guys so, man. I appreciate both of you.
Talk to us.
And I've been listening, man. I just haven't been calling in. I wasn't going to call in today until Guru brought that conversation up, because you were talking about the conversation last week about Caitlin and Angel Reese. And Guru, man, I think you just put too much on Caitlin Clark, man. I saw some footage, man, about them two. Do you know those two have history even before LSU and Iowa? They showed some footage about them playing. I can't recall what team Angel was on and what team Caitlin was on, but it was way before when they met up at LSU in Iowa. And so they got a history, man. And the announcers didn't think that was an aggressive foul. As far as, you know, going like you saying, thinking that she did, it was a cheap shot. They just, like, Sonny had dismissed, they thought it was like a flagrant foul. And so, I mean, they got history. These two girls got history. They've been competing against each other for a very long time, man. And I just hate, and I'm glad that your compadre, Sonny, don't comment on what you be saying, but you be putting the race card in it, Guru. I love you, Guru.
But listen.
You be putting the race card in it, man.
Yeah. Let me respond, Chucky. It's not race. It's if that were your daughter, and what I'm seeing from my vantage point, I'm talking about Caitlin and the fouls, you got to check somebody. And I feel bad that she hasn't done that. She's not doing it yet. But at some point, Chucky, you got to send a message to these young ladies who I believe are all jealous of her. Okay, you do with that what you will. You got to check them because nobody's going to do it for you. Her teammates, her coach, nobody's doing that. So when I see that play on a Sunday morning sipping my mimosa, I'm like, Caitlin, you got to let whoever it is, you got to let them know you can't hit me upside the head and knock me in the stanchion, and that's okay. So, Chucky, it has nothing to do with race. It's about stand up for yourself, and that's the component that she's missing, Chucky.
I understand that. Of course, she's supposed to stand up for herself, Guru. But at the same time, you have been making it, putting that race dialect in it. And I don't know if you guys listen. I'll be up early in the morning because I'll be in my truck.
Got you.
My crew, sorry. But I'll be listening to LeVar Arrington, two pros and a cup of Joe, I think that's it.
Yeah.
And he did a real good take, man, on how the WNBA is trying to market Caitlin and Angel Reese, trying to make it seem like they the ones who built up the WNBA team and the WNBA league. And I truly agree with what he was saying, because we talking about 2-4-win teams and trying to build them up like they all that. And so I just want to comment, man, that it's a bigger picture, man. They got history, man. They
can
both competitive. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, man. Yeah.
Thanks, Chucky. Appreciate the call.
But Stoddy, because even when you were out, Evan and I talked about it, but what part am I making it about race? I've isolated this on that foul. And when she got checked by the other couple weeks ago, hip checked, and nobody did nothing for her. So I guess today I just felt like you got to stand up for yourself. That was my message.
Leaving the race issue to the side, yeah. I think you're missing a big point. And when I say you, I mean a lot of people. And it's this. Let me ask you this question. Do you think there's jealousy within the league over Caitlin Clark?
200%.
Okay. Do you think it's possible that some of her teammates may be jealous
200%.
Of her?
200%.
Okay. So do you acknowledge that maybe Caitlin Clark is dealing with a dynamic that, like, even Taurasi didn't deal with?
No, 300%.
Okay.
Okay. She has done nothing to light that match.
That's why you keep your mouth shut.
All right.
And you just take it, and it doesn't mean you compete any less hard.
Mm.
In fact, you still try to stick it to
her. I think she's doing that too much to hurt her, though, Stoney.
Well.
Like, that hit was, what did you think of that hit?
It's a flagrant foul.
Okay.
And now we move on.
And had that happened, have we seen it, Chucky? And I'm talking to you too, Stoney, in the NBA, somebody would have got up and just had some words. Like, you ain't hitting Draymond. And I'm not saying she's Draymond Green, but that was damn. You keep turning the blind eye to that. That's going to keep happening. And I guess I'm in my feelings because she got checked the other time, that body check, and not one of her teammates did anything. But everything you just asked me, Stoney, 300%, man. And if you're telling me, you know, she can't really do it because of the jealousy that she's not pushing, and they're using her.
So,
if the league's using her, I get all that. But I got to give her credit for she's not saying, look at me, look at me, look at me.
So LaMelo Ball was on a terrible team like Caitlin Clark, and he had a quote-unquote bullseye on his back because of his dad, and everybody thought he was entitled. It's like when you come into the league – and you get tested. Like, I think actually, if she starts to quote unquote lose it, or she's
barking back,
yeah, that means we got her. That's the way. It's just like Draymond Green in a way. Like, Nurkic gets to go, you dummy, I baited you into it. I think Caitlin Clark. I just listen. It's kind of like pledging a sorority or a fraternity. It's like, you know, you're going to get hazed a little bit. You just are. That's just the nature. And if you cry about it, then they're going to try to do it more. Keep your mouth. Like, she's giving the appearance of, like, what's that thing called when you do that?
Shake the dirt off your shoulder.
You know, she's like flicking dust off the shoulders. Like, that's her way of handling it.
Again, who am I to feel sorry for her? But I'm just, she's not doing anything to market herself or make her brand look like she has privilege or she's better. It's the race card, which everybody is using in this situation. But I just isolated it down to that hit by Angel. And then Angel to get up there and have the audacity to say, well, she gets a better whistle. She didn't say her name. She said some people get a better whistle. I'm like, damn, Angel, you ain't got, okay, I get it, okay. You out here bruising and doing it that way, okay. But like you said, maybe she's doing the Martin Luther King. This is, so they are initiate. This is my initiation, but...
The other thing is...
I like to see somebody check somebody like her teammates because that's what I know I would do.
I mean, the one thing about basketball, and I always say it, it's like when we talk about racial stuff, yeah, there's a racial issue in basketball.
And in life. And
what is it, Steiny? Well, guess what? Shh, I don't think he can say it on the radio, but there's more black players than white players. Okay, so when we have a great white player, it's more unusual. It's just different. And so that can both capture the attention of the fans and get the attention of teammates and opponents. Just is. You think, like, I was a Bird fan. You know how many people are like, he gets every call. Bird gets every single
Isaiah
call.
What Isaiah said about him? If he was a brother, he'd just be a regular dude.
Yeah,
regular
exactly.
Player. Like, that was like, damn.
Exactly.
Okay. And
so this is just basketball to me, in a way, policing itself. And yeah, there's some jealousy about Caitlin Clark.
And how high or how much attention she garnered in college. Right, Steiny?
Well, how much attention
women,
she's garnering
yeah,
now?
And these black women,
last
I can see
team.
Looking at her like, this chick ain't all that, and you guys are pushing her down our throat like she's the great white hope.
Right.
But right now, it's her and Angel for Rookie of the Year, and I got her ahead of Angel. And I'm just keeping it real there. But a lot of people are like, "Goo, Angel got hit in the head," and maybe I missed that one. I'm not saying she's never, you know, hard foul has been committed on her. I'm just like, it's me, Steiny, and I love how you just said, "Goo, she can't maybe right now." But I'm like, it's some point you got to get up.
I absolutely would.
When somebody hard fouls you like that, I throw all that out the window, and I would tell my daughter Milan, "You got to get up and get in somebody's face." Because soon as the bully knows that you can't just commit those fouls on me, and I'm not going to say nothing, then I think it'll stop. That's just me, and I could be wrong.
The other part is there's a natural thing that's happening. And I'll compare Caitlin Clark to Bird. Okay, so Bird comes into the league and everyone's like, who the hell is this? Indiana State, he ain't no good. And guess what? He kept his mouth shut, he played a season, and he got everybody's respect. Mm. Plain and simple. Did Bird go fighting? No, he just played. And by the end of the year, white, black, everybody was saying, this guy can play. Then at that point,
he was getting your ass too, though.
Then at that point, you realize, and now he and Magic are making us all money. Mm. The fact of the matter is, if Caitlin Clark can keep her mouth shut, and I'm not saying she should or shouldn't.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I get why she isn't making.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.